Making a funny noise, the tape.
So Joe was telling a story.
I was put to bed for a nap up in that room that he used to sleep in.
That's right. We were talking about that second room, and Mother's dresser was against the wall there by the stairs, and I mentioned finding the candy.
The Easter candy from the hunt. The door.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
and there was an atomizer on there.
Yeah, there was an atomizer on the dresser, and I wasn't sleepy, didn't feel I needed a nap. And I was looking for something to do, so I got up and went over and got the atomizer. You know, I think I climbed up on the dresser. I'm not sure. Anyway, I sprayed the atomizer into my mouth. I wanted to see what it tasted like. I knew what it smelled like. It smelled delicious, and I thought it would taste delicious, too. And I was so shocked and horrified. It was awful, and it choked me. You know, it was highly alcoholic and awful and to spray it into your mouth. And I coughed and sputtered and cried, and Mother came up and was very stern. Spanked me, as I recall. That's all there was to that story, but
it's hard to imagine the violence of Mother in conjunction with you and her when you clashed with temper and so forth, but I know that there were scenes at the lake where Mother chased you with a hanger.
Oh, yes, I remember being hit with a hanger. I'd jump up on the bed, and she'd come after me and whack me around the legs with a hanger, and of course, when the hanger hit my shin bone, that's when it hurt.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, it stung anywhere. But that was the worst I ever remember being punished by her.
Because I never really punished my kids. But then I never got into those kinds of, except a little with Megan towards the end, but I wasn't punishing her then.
Well, I punished mine, boy. I had those two boys. And Peter, oh. But Mother, I don't remember Mother spanking or punishing much at all. I just remember that hanger thing.
That made a great impression, but yeah. I had the feeling that
she got really furious that day.
That you and Mother clashed with great
fury. Probably did, but not mm-hmm. physically.
Well, you had a temper, and I found out what a temper was. I don't really have one, and the first time I really felt strong anger, it was accompanied by the realization that this is what Joanne must have to fight all the time. Miss Hoppy was unjust to Nancy Garrity, and I felt that anger rising in me, just like a tide that I couldn't even control.
Yeah.
And I thought, good Lord, I was astonished both at the violence of my own anger and realizing that I had no conception of what you had to put up with.
Hmm.
I simply didn't, you know, I wasn't made that way, but that I was capable of anger. Most of the time, I'm rarely angry. I get angry in my dreams, which must, you know, I've been furious at Bob and beating on him and so forth. So mm-hmm. it must come off somehow. But
I wonder why you never had it.
I don't know. People are made differently, I guess.
Hmm.
Paul was, when he was here the other day, he was saying how much fun you were to bait and how he did it all the time.
I remember.
Yeah.
And he'd do it over the dumbest things, and I'd get just furious
over the dumbest things. The license plates of
so stupid.
Illinois and Wisconsin, and he named a few other things that he did and you did. And how angry you would get, and how he would tease you, and you would get more and more furious. So he was a big boy. He shouldn't have done that. He did.
He loved
to get you angry.
17 then, as I recall. 17, and I was 8. Yeah, 17 and 8. Now that was mean.
The same kind of haste with washing the hair over at Grandma's house and scrubbing it down with the soft water.
I remember something else about Daddy in haste and when he took over the child chores. I remember his giving me an orange. The orange sections, you know, cutting them and spooning them into my mouth, and his fingers smelled of onion. And I didn't enjoy the orange the way I enjoyed it when Mother did it, because I don't know why, but her fingers never smelled of onion. Now, why his did, I don't know. I can't imagine. But I remember his very, 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 I was going to say irritably, and I think maybe that's right. I do remember that. He was trying to get me to hurry up and eat that orange, finish it off, so be finished with what it was that he was doing.
Well, even now he has a kind of, he still has that, you know.
Sure.
The plates off the table before you're quite done, and so something, and he's gentle with mother for a while, and then he gets impatient and irritable.
Yeah.
And that's rough.
Yeah, we talked about that last night, going up every evening.
Yeah.
After supper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'd go up and water all those trees and things.
Yeah.
And I found out some interesting things. I'll tell you.